Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Robert Bell is a special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration. That would be the DEA in Chicago. He has joined us on Chicago's Afternoon News in the past, and what everybody's talking about are rainbow fentanyl pills, and especially 15,000 of them found in a Lego container in New York. Thank you for jumping on the show and joining us at Chicago's Afternoon News. How are you today, Robert?
Good afternoon, Lisa. Good to be with you and your listeners.
Or maybe I should I refer to you as Special Agent Bell?
You can call me Bob if you like. How's that?
That works well. First of all, let's talk about these rainbow fentanyl pills that arrived in a Lego container. Does this mean like a big shipping container with Lego boxes, or were they just being hid in one particular Lego box?
Well, 15,000 pills wouldn't take up all that much space, so it was several retail-sized Lego boxes. But I would tell you why this is important is because in 2021, 107,622 people died of overdose deaths, and DEA recently took action in phase three of our One Pill Can Kill enforcement initiative and seized nationally more than 10 million fake pills, fake pharmaceutical pills that contain fentanyl, and then an additional 980 pounds of fentanyl powder. Together, that's enough to potentially kill 36 million people.
And I know this has been a big issue. I think we last spoke right before Lollapalooza, and the reason they're now making fentanyl pills rainbow colors, they look like sweet tarts, is people would be more likely to consume them, because we're talking about people of an age who, you have to help me out here, Robert, because I think, you know, the people of age who want to get high or want to catch a buzz, are they aware of what they're taking? And does the color of a fentanyl pill really impact whether they take it or not?
I think that's a great question. What we've seen and what we're still seeing is thousands and thousands of fake fentanyl pills that are made to look like real pharmaceuticals, but they're not. They're fake. And they might be, for example, made to look like oxycodone M30 pills and be white or blue in color. But what we have now is the, since 2020, and it's really picked up here in 2022, is the appearance of these multicolored pills, fake pills, so-called rainbow fentanyl pills. But the departure here is that these rainbow, so-called rainbow-colored pills are no longer made to mimic fake or real pharmaceutical oxycodone. They're right from the get-go marketed as pills that contain fentanyl. So there's the difference.
Yeah.
This is a marketing ploy towards a younger demographic and new users. And what that's all about is the Mexico cartels trying to get more users, drive more addiction, and ultimately just increase their profits, which is what it's all about for them.
Fentanyl, highly addictive?
Incredibly addictive and incredibly potent. It's about 50 times more potent than heroin and about 100 times more potent than morphine. So terribly addictive and incredibly dangerous and just causing deaths in droves. In fact, it's the leading cause of death. Drug overdoses are now the leading cause of death in the United States for people between 18 and 45 years of age.
Special Agent Robert Bell is in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration here in Chicago. I'm sure that you saw the article in the Chicago Tribune, and the headline said, while lawmakers worry about rainbow fentanyl, some experts say fears of a new street opioid are overblown. How do you respond to that?
Well, what I would say to that is that, number one, we have that 107,000 deaths in the United States plus last year, and we're on a trend and a trajectory to be above that this year. So it's a real problem. And I would also like to reinforce that we have been very careful to say, and I've been very careful to say, that we have nothing. The DEA has nothing, no specific information to directly connect Halloween with the marketing of these multicolored pills. However, what we do know is that these pills are being marketed towards a younger demographic. And again, our are out there to increase use, abuse, addiction, and ultimately drive profits, increase profits for the Sinaloa cartel and the CJNG cartel in Mexico.
Okay, so here's my question. We've got about a minute or less left. So are people going to a party and there's a bowl of pills and they take it? Or does a friend say, here, take this, you'll get high? Or are these people who are already addicted to drugs and they're like, I'll take anything I can to relieve whatever pain or, you know, what I want to escape? Who is dying from these?
All demographics. Well, we know in all of the above, to your question, all of the above, we know these types of pills, whether it be fake pills to mimic pharmaceutical drugs or these new multicolored pills, which right out of the gate are marketed as pills containing illegal fentanyl. They're available in old-fashioned back alley street deals. They're available all across social media platforms, which means that our kids, our young people, or anyone of any age can access and purchase these things over apps and over their phones. They're everywhere. So people who have an existing drug problem are apt to use these pills, but very scary is that the fake pills made to look like the pharmaceutical, again, perhaps oxycodone M30 pills, those are, a lot of times people think they're getting a real pharmaceutical grade pill, which in misusing pharmaceutical medication is a problem, but it's a bigger problem when it's a fake pill that contains potentially lethal doses of fentanyl. The person has no idea what they're taking, which is another reason we call these both overdose deaths and poisonings. The poisoning part of that being people who take something when they don't even know what they're taking.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for the work that you do on behalf of the DEA.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about swearing. How often Chicago and swear. We are not the most foul-mouthed city in the nation. You might be surprised who is. That's after Steve's newscast on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.